Las Vegas woman sentenced Tate to 20 years for causing elderly man's death in 2019 bus shove. By Nick Gilbertson on February 20, 2022. A Las Vegas woman was sentenced to 8 to 20 years in prison on Friday for pushing 74-year-old Serge Fournier off a bus on March 21, 2019, causing his death a month later. The sentence came as part of a plea agreement. The woman, Kadesha Bishop, 28, pleaded guilty to abuse of an older vulnerable person resulting in death on December 27, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. According to previous reporting from the outlet, she was arrested on May 6, 2019, and initially charged with murder. Breitbart News previously reported. Bishop was arrested after a video appeared to show her pushing an elderly man out of the door of a city bus, causing him to fall to the pavement, smashing his head and hip in the fall. The man, Serge Fournier, 74, later died from the injuries at a hospital. The Las Vegas coroner determined that Fournier died from complications of blunt force torso injuries and ruled his death a homicide. Witnesses said Bishop was observed yelling and cursing at passengers and attacked the victim when he told her to be nice. Warning, disturbing video below. Viewer discretion is advised. "I'm sorry for my behavior," Bishop said at her sentencing on Friday, per the Las Vegas Review-Journal. "I'm sorry for the way that I was portrayed in my lowest and weakest moment of my life." Bishop asked Judge Tiara Jones if she could be referred to some type of program, as other judges had said she could possibly qualify for probation. "I'm just asking the court for help," Bishop said per the outlet. "The way that I've been portrayed, it's just not fair for somebody who's never been in trouble before." The judge told the defendant she was sentencing her to the term established in the plea deal and said she could apply for programs from prison. "The actions in this case make you not a probation candidate," Jones said. "I'm not putting you on probation. That is not happening here today." Bishop noted that she agreed to the plea deal out of fear that she would not get a fair trial, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The 28-year-old posted a $100,000 bond on May 17, 2019. Shortly after her arrest, sparking outrage among community members. While out on bond, she allegedly rented a 2020 Chevrolet Impala from an enterprise and failed to return it, leading to charges of grand larceny of a vehicle, embezzlement, and theft, the Las Vegas Review-Journal previously reported. The charges resulted in a judge revoking her bond in July of 2021. A court case had been set for April, but prosecutors intend to dismiss the charges after her cooperation in the plea deal, according to the outlet.